This is happening on the campus of Bob Jones University. This is no small thing. That all by itself is a miracle. Many of you have made reference to that in your prayers. It is no small thing because this 24-hour prayer effort couldn't have happened, I don't think, in a meaningful way without having a physical representation, without having the students here. And really the burden, at least part of the burden, of course, of having the 24-hour effort was to try to be a help in some small way to the next generation. Okay, this was always a burden, a desire, a concern that, you know, now that I'm here on the campus and I get to see the students more and more, and I just get a sense that how do you reach these kids? How do you have any kind of an influence on them? And the only thing that I know what to do or how to do is the prayer meeting. Other people may have other ideas, but I felt like if I could just encourage somehow the youth around here to in the discipline of prayer, that would be wonderful. And so there was that angle as well. So I see a lining up of the stars wonderfully throughout the years, you know, pandemic, Zoom, Bob Jones, the vault, just everything. This room, as you know, was designed specifically as a prayer room. I mean, it was not really designed as a conference room. It was designed as a prayer room. We actually called this the table of prayer. Because we had it in our hearts ever since we put it together to try to gather with students around this table for prayer. And, you know, Andrew Fung, on Thursday, the prayer talk that he gave on Thursday was actually very, very fascinating. I don't know if many of you picked up on it. I didn't even pick up on it properly until Lewis wrote me an email and saying how blessed he was with the meditation from Andrew. In a nutshell, it's like this. So Hezekiah is offering up his great prayer because he's facing the great enemy that's about to obliterate the nation. And Hezekiah's great prayer to the Lord in 2 Chronicles, some chapter 20 or something, was essentially, behold, Lord, look at what they're doing. He uses the word behold. He brings back to God's memory, his remembrance, God's covenant, God's promises. And he has a whole argumentation in his great prayer. Hezekiah does. But what Andrew brought out was that he actually, the fascinating thing that he brought out was God sent a prophet to Hezekiah basically to tell him the answer is on the way and it's going to be wonderful. But the Bible has a most fascinating way that this all comes together, which you would never really pick up unless you were being really careful, a careful student of the word, which Andrew is. And basically, it's like this. The prophet's name means something, Jahaziel or something like that. And then he's the son of... And then he's the son of, and then he's the son of. There's like five generations of names that are listed. And you might think, well, that's just, you know, just details. But what he did was he gave us all the meanings of those names because the Bible actually, names are important. The names themselves of the prophet, and he's the son of this prophet, and he's the son of, the names themselves of every one of those in that lineage was part of the answer to Hezekiah's prayer. So I think it's Jahaziel's name means God beholds. So Hezekiah is making the case, behold, do you see this, Lord? God sees it. His father's name is something to do with God remembers, because Hezekiah is like, don't you remember your covenant? God remembers. And then his father's name is something else and something else, until they get to the very end, where one of them is gift of God and the other one is gathering. The sons of Asaph. Asaph, the last one, is like gathering, and then the one before that is like gift of God. And if you know the story of Hezekiah, after the enemy was defeated, there was so much spoil in the land that they were 3 days in the gathering of it. There was so much. It was, and so basically, I guess it's just really to say that God has, even in that small detail, he prepared the names of all those people in order to provide the answer. God is in the details. He's absolutely in the details. He doesn't just throw things together. Sometimes it takes generations for the answer to come, which it was in that case. I mean, it was a very beautiful, beautiful. If you actually get to see it, it's a most fascinating spectacle right there in that one verse. You're like, is this for real? This is crazy. It's beautiful. But I believe that the Lord has been in the details even with this. I mean, I don't want to overstate it, but the Lord, at least for me, the Lord has been in the details, whether it's the whole COVID thing, the Zoom thing, the Bob Jones thing, the vault thing, the United Prayer when we first started out in 2019 with that humble attempt to, hey, does anybody want to pray together? And then we had six of you join up, and then 3 years later, we're still at it, even though I had multiple attempts to try to stop it, just because I would get so discouraged so many times, but the Lord did not permit that. And after 1,000 days, we crossed 1,000 days marker, and the Lord put it on our heart, mostly because of the burden of Bob Jones, to have a 24-hour. And I don't think, as somebody mentioned here on the call, I don't think that we would have been ready for a 24-hour without the 1,000-day. I just think that these things come in order. And in fact, if we had given up on the 1,000-day, I don't think we would have had the 24-hour. I don't think we would have. Persistence is playing into all this. So I just want to read from Psalm 130, really just that one verse, Psalm 130, verse 6. Just want to encourage you, because I read this today from one of the BJ students, and I was encouraged myself. Of course, he didn't make the application that I'm about to make. It says here, my soul waiteth for the Lord. That's what we've been doing. That's what we've been doing. That's the verse from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. And that just struck a chord with me, especially because we're doing a 24-hour effort, and you know, the sun setting and the sun rising is part of that effort. And it says here, my soul waits for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. So what does that mean? What does that mean? When you're waiting for the morning, when you're waiting for the sun to come up, it means that you're typically wanting something to end, right? So if you're just waiting and waiting and waiting for that sun to rise, typically it means you're waiting for something else to finish or to end, whether it's, you just want to get out of bed or whatever. And so when you're waiting more, my soul waiteth more than they that watch for the morning. When you're waiting more for something than the morning, then that means you don't want something to end. That's basically the meaning. When you're waiting for something, when you're waiting for the sun to come up, it means that you want something to end. When you are waiting for something more than the sun, it means you don't want it to end. And I just got that strong sense when we were doing this prayer call. Now, we were probably on our 12 or 11, maybe even 10 at that time when I read this. And I was actually feeling very weak around that time. I don't know if you all, what hour you guys were starting to fade. I was starting to fade hour 10, 11, 12. I was struggling. I was thinking, I remember it's because Jemima prayed at like hour 10. She said, "We're not even halfway there." And I was thinking, "Oh boy, this is going to be really hard." I was starting to fade at 10 and then 13, 14. I was struggling and I was thinking, "I don't know if I can make this." But something happened on hour 16. I don't know if any of you were around on hour 16, but on hour 16, I think something wonderful happened. Actually, it was hour 16 and hour 17. And that's when Pastor Armin was giving his devotional and then Reverend John Wagner gave his devotional. But there was a smaller group here, mostly the girls. There were about four girls sitting over there. But just in a nutshell, I believe that the Lord finally broke through, at least for me. Now, maybe for you, different times. But for me, I felt like the Lord finally broke through in a really wonderful way. I mean, I felt like that was a turning point for me. In fact, it was at that time that I felt, as somebody said on the call, I got my second wind. I think some of you did as well. I really did feel quite revived. In fact, I was so awake that I felt I could do this all day long. The Lord broke through, and I guess I was thinking, just like if we had stopped before the 1,000 days, the 24-hour thing wouldn't have happened. If we had stopped at hour 10 or 11, we wouldn't have reached hour 16, which is when the Lord broke through, in my opinion. And sometimes it just takes time. And I want to encourage you, whenever you are trying to seek the Lord, like in an extraordinary way, I know we've been using that word a lot, in an elevated way, in a much more serious way, I want to encourage you and me to not to give up, basically. Don't give up. You could be right there on hour 15 before the Lord breaks through on hour 16, and then it would be worth it all. If we had stopped at 15, it would have been a failure. We wouldn't have reached hour 16 and then 17, and then we just had God's sustaining grace all the way to the end. Don't give up. And, you know, it was a smaller crowd. I think it was a smaller crowd online as well. But it was very Gideon-like. It was like whittled down. And it was a very intimate thing. Somebody prayed, and I wrote it down. I don't remember who prayed. I'm sure you know if you're the one. It was one of the students near the end. They prayed this phrase. They said that a small piece of glory was revealed. They experienced a small piece of glory. I think it was one of the girls who prayed that. And I was just like so thankful, because that really was one of our desires, is that we would be able to allow a generation to taste and see something that was being lost. So what's the future? What's the future? Well, as our brother Andrew said, the future is to continue in prayer, as he said. But if we go back to this psalm in Psalm 130, verse 7, so verse 6 is, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they which watch for the morning. Verse 7 says, let Israel hope in the Lord. That's it. Basically, going forward, we don't stop in the sense of, oh, that was in the past and that was great and it was, we're thankful for, but that's all in the past. To me, the future is, let Israel hope in the Lord. That has the idea of something is not done. We're looking forward and we're following the Lord. In fact, if you want to put it in different words, Hosea 6 verse 3 sums it up perfectly. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. That's language of revival, the latter and the former rain. But how we get there is if we follow on to know the Lord. So Andrew is quite right. There is no stopping in the sense of, okay, well, that was in the past. We have to follow on to know the Lord. And then he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. So we shall know if we follow on to know the Lord. We have to keep following the Lord. So this is a pattern that will never finish, not necessarily a 24-hour format, but this business of following hard after the Lord. Following hard after the Lord is something that we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives, because we'll never be able to get enough of God, essentially. Anyway, that's all I wanted to share with you all. I'm very thankful for your support. Really, a lot of things have been answered. Remember when Damien prayed, it was like 3 a.m. or something, and he was just thanking the Lord that even for one day, this room was filled or something like that. It was just, even one day is fine. Well, I was thinking, you know what? We broke 100. Damien prayed for that as well. Or maybe that was Raymond. And we did that as well. The Lord just was very kind to us. And he allowed a group of people to gather around us. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. I'm actually thankful that the Lord met with us. That's the main thing. Remember, that was the one thing that we wanted the Lord to meet with us. And so I'm very thankful for that.